You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. United Payment Interface, or UPI payments ecosystem, is aiming for 2 billion transactions a day by 2030, with the number of customers accessing credit growing tenfold and cross-border processes in place for half of the world's top 30 countries, Dilip Asbi, CEO, National Payments Corporation of India, said on Tuesday. He also sees the emergence of asset tokenization taking place. Asbi, in conversation with Rajan Anand and partner Peak 15 at the Global FinTech Festival, said that a couple of lenders, including HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank, had already initiated a completely digital journey for the customer, and others were expected to do so soon. He said that with the sanctitization of credit and a fully digital journey, the volumes could be significantly bigger. Meanwhile, after government securities, the Reserve Bank of India is planning to extend the use of central bank digital currency to call money market, an official said Tuesday. He said that RBI is now planning to go to interbank borrowing market, specifically call money market. RBI plans to use CBDCs as tokens for call money settlement. India's CBDC is currently in a pilot phase across the retail and wholesale segments. The central bank has set a target of 1 million transactions a day by the end of 2023. The CBDC started with pilots from November 1st last year from the wholesale segment, and it was extended to retail a month later. The pilots are still continuing and there has been no end date put on them. In some more banking-related news, Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank of India, T.W. Sankar, on Tuesday said that a solution to ensure easier and less costly cross-border transactions need to be found outside of the current framework of correspondent banking system. The consensus and commitment of policymakers across nations is needed to enhance the volumes and bring down costs, Sankar said while delivering an address at the Global FinTech Festival on Tuesday. Currently, the average cost for cross-border transactions is around 6%, according to some studies. Sankar observed that the CBDC could contribute substantially in the wholesale banking space, given the daily value of global currency transactions is in the region of 6 trillion a day. Moving on, banking on the upbeat consumer mood during the festive season, top property developers are expecting a growth of 15 to 20% in sales during the 45-day period. Vikas Oberoi, Chairman and Managing Director of Oberoi Realty, said, quote, "We expect strong demand in the next few weeks here. Overall, we foresee a positive outlook for the festive season this year," unquote. Oberoi said all their projects are seeing great sales momentum, with possessions and handovers at Eternia and Enigma projects in Mulun, and upcoming possessions in December at Sky City in Borivali. Oberoi's revenue fell by 0.3% to Rs 909.97 crore in Q1 FY24 due to lower bookings. In some more industry news, Birla Corporation is planning to raise its cement production capacity to 25 million ton by FY26 from the present 20 million ton. The company is planning to ramp up the capacity by raising utilization at Mukundban plant in Maharashtra, setting up a second clinker unit at Maihar plant in Madhya Pradesh, and constructing new grinding units. With the ramping up of the production at its Mukundban unit, the company is confident of raising its market share in the premium segment in the state, where major players are active. Mukundban plant has an installed cement production capacity of 3.9 MT annually. The company has plans to increase the capacity utilization to nearly 3 MT by FY25. Hydropower generation fell by more than 6% in August and nearly 9% in the first 5 months this fiscal, leading to peak power demand shortages during the non-solar hours, as per the data from Central Electricity Authority. Vikram V, Vice President and Sector Head, Corporate Ratings, ICRA, said, quote, "As the rainfall has not been up to the mark, hydropower generation is down as compared to last year. Even the wind generation is subdued," unquote. India saw an all-time high of peak power demand of 240 gigawatt last Friday, and the same-day peak shortage was exceptionally high at more than 10 gigawatt. At all India level, the peak shortage of 7,591 megawatt was noted at 2240 hours. Lastly, let's talk about the stocks in focus today. These include Jio Financial Services, Vedanta, NBCC, Gail India, Power Grid and Jupiter Wagons, among others. Since Jio Financial Services traded without breaching its lower price band for two consecutive sessions, following which the demerged financial arm from Reliance Industries is set to be excluded from various NEC indices 7 September onwards. On the other hand, Vedanta Resources, the parent company of Vedanta, said that ownership and control of the Konkola copper mines has been returned by the Zambian government back to the company. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.